At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
All right, everybody, we're all sitting around a fire, digital fire. We are here with news that has been, it depends on where you draw the line. You could say this news is 6 months in the making. You could say this news is a year and a half in the making, because we have the original idea for this came really long time ago. And then in very quick succession, about 6 months ago, it came together very, very quickly over a lunch break phone call between Parker and I. So I am here with Parker for an announcement that I said this in our little group chat, that there are moments in life that you just know they're big. You just don't know how big they are until you get further down the road. And dude, this just feels like one of those. We're going to be looking back and be like, that was the beginning of something insanely awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited. I'm nervous, dude. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm like fired up. All kinds of emotions going off. And I'm pumped because I got a whole, like, all this happening right now, and then I just got a shipment of trail cameras to my door, like you did too. So it's like little victories, you know what I mean? It's the little victories.
Yeah. It's right before I hit record, I had an adrenaline dump drop. My fingers are a little tickly. I got a little bit of like perspiration on the back of my neck. This is big, man.
Have you ever resigned or quit a job and you didn't know what you were going to do afterwards? Okay.
No, definitely not that.
All right. So just quitting a job is a hard thing to do, right? Like it's tough. Usually, no matter how much you hate the job, or no matter how much, it doesn't matter if you love the job, like it's hard to resign or quit a job. And, it's a similar feeling right now, man. It's like you kind of palms are sweaty a little bit, you know, and it's fun though. I mean, it's new things, new horizons. But what is the announcement, Walt? Like
you're going to give me the honor? I was going to pitch.
This is technically your feed.
That's true.
Still. So
that's true.
This is you.
So, for the last two episodes, you've heard that we had to go in out of business sale, and our initial plan was to just ride off into the sunset and do several episodes and surprise you guys. But I couldn't contain it. Parker couldn't contain it. We've got a long weekend and we've been staring at the live button here for a minute. And we said, screw it. We're going to do an announcement episode. So I've told you guys Chasing Tales is coming to an end. I never said I was shutting down the podcast. I said that this chapter for Chasing Tales has come to an end. And I mean that Chasing Tales is gone, but I am happy. I am just like, man, my hands are shaking a little bit. We are merging with Parker. And we have formed what is called now the Southern Collective. And it's going to be a group of four guys doing many of the things we originally did, but leaning into all of our independent strong suits. And this is so much fun, because instead of spending energy on two platforms, we're throwing all our weight into one.
Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, Walt. Like, we're... When you said earlier it came from a lunch break meeting, it came from a frustrated lunch break meeting. And it wasn't a meeting. It was two friends calling each other and just talking about stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten into a place with Southern Ground that I love it, dude. I love it. It's what I want to do. I love the content creation. I love, you know, to me, whenever I'm at an expo or show or something, and somebody's like, man, you've inspired me so much to do blah, blah, blah. And they show me the pictures of the deer that they killed that, you know, I inspired them or had some part of inspiring them to go out and do that. That's the feeling that I don't ever want to give up. I love it. But I'm also building a business separate from that. I'm building this White Hawk Creative Company and doing all that stuff, you know, which is in a lot of ways similar. I do a lot of work for hunting brands and things like that, but it is a separate business. And I've also got kids, man. I've got little kids. I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I don't want to miss any part of this part of their life, you know? And so I have all these ideas with Southern Ground, and you and I and Adam and Matt and other guys would sit and talk about these ideas, but we could never really implement anything because it's two separate brands. And, but deep down, I knew I needed to be doing certain things that I knew I needed to be doing, but I couldn't do them by myself. And so I told you that, and we just were like, I was like, dude, we should just screw the sacrifice, take the risk. I know for a fact that I can't keep doing it at this rate and do what I want to do. And I need help doing it. Walter, you have this incredible ability to create community and to be a marketer, I guess. I'm good at creating marketing stuff. You're really good at selling it. And it's another balancing out, right? You are incredible at building this community that you've done with the Patreon group. I know people have heard about that nonstop, but it really, really is a cool thing. But it's also no secret, Walter, that you hadn't hit every podcast deadline and all of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, where I excel in this creative space and the creation of things, you're really good at making them happen and then taking it to the people. And so it just made sense for me. It made sense for me. And after talking with Matt Rees, who has been the other guy on the channel, you know, and creating videos and be on the podcast and stuff. And he was all for it. And so, dude, it has been thought out. Like, it's been, I've gone over in my head so many scenarios that it feels weird that we're talking about it right now. You know what I mean? In expecting this to go out to people to hear.
You know, you really crushed it, because I'm a big picture person. I'm an accountant by trade, so a lot of people are going to be like, that's ironic. But where I thrive is in my ability to get to 10,000 feet, look down, see the things that need to be connected, right? That organizational connective tissue. I'm really good with interpersonal skills. And so I always found myself leaning into that Patreon community more than the podcast for ease, because I could facilitate these dialogues, and I saw that Patreon community really getting so much from each other. I'd get these messages like, hey man, if it wasn't for you, and I've got these on recording, if anybody wants to hear them, I'm not making this up. This isn't a marketing pitch. If it wasn't for you in the Patreon group, I would have never found this deer. I would have never recovered this deer. I never would have had as much good time at deer camp. We had a guy that, was hunting an area. I think I'm recalling this correctly, and he'll give me hell if I'm not. He was hunting an area. He killed a deer. Or killed a hog. I went to help him with a kill kit. He'd left his kill kit. I dropped it off. He said, I found this fresh sign. I said, dude, go back in there and hunt it. It's the rut. If you found fresh rub signs like that, get in there. He goes in there, kills a deer. Four guys from camp who have dogs, after he can't recover it, come in, find the dog. Like, you just have this like connective tissue, and you want to push that momentum downfield or downhill, rather, I should say. And the problem that we have with Florida content, I really want to be as Florida-centric as possible, because I believe this community is still grossly underrepresented. a lot of people don't want to talk, and it takes a lot of time building trust with people to get them to talk, which means if you have one cancellation, you're behind several weeks and you're trying to find content to put into that slot. And I don't want to just put content out there for the sake of content. I want people to feel like they're getting value from it. But being a big picture person, graphic design, I can't do it, man. I can't look, I have these ideas and I can't get them onto paper. And you and I basically looked at each other through a phone call and said, 30 minutes of your time is better spent doing this, and 30 minutes of my time is better spent doing this. Let's find ourselves down the road where we want to be together instead of trying to battle it out individually. Because I think we still both would have got there, but would it have taken us 10, 15 years to get there? You know?
Yeah. And at what cost? That was why I kept looking at it. Like, you know, this isn't paying my bills at the moment.
Right.
My business is. I want to lean into this as much as I possibly can and continue growing it, but my business is in a different situation. You know, I'm seeing, and it's also paying my bills. I've got to prioritize that. And same with my kids, you know, like building something like this on my own. It's even the difference in just a night a week. Having the ability to say, you know what, guys, if you guys can handle this one, I'll get you another time.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang out with my family tonight. You know, having the ability to do that to where all of it doesn't fall squarely on me, you know, and Matt has helped out a ton with that.
Yep.
But Matt's in a similar situation. He's a newlywed, you know, working on his career, has a busy career, and it's a lot of the same stuff. And so, you know, and Matt does not balance me out. We have a lot of the same skill set. We're creators. We like to create. You give me an idea, and I love to put it into action. The other thing that he and I both excel at is, killing stuff. We both have developed that skill set, I guess you could say, to where we feel pretty consistent with it, and it helps us be able to create content. And we also live in a part of the country where it's not amazing, but it is better than Florida. And we can get to different places in Florida to where, you know, Walter, a lot of your stuff is going to be Florida based. Right. And you can't ever shoot a doe or you can, but it's very rare that you get the opportunities to shoot does and be able to have volume of content. And at the same time, you know, a big Florida buck is a big Florida buck. You know what I mean? Like, it's a big Florida buck most of the time. And so anyways, like it really worked out to where, because I believe this is one of the reasons why it was easy for me. I believe that, your stuff is Florida based, but if a hunter in Michigan would listen to Florida content, I think it's going to make him a bigger or a better hunter. I really do. I think Florida is one of those states where it's so difficult and so inconsistent and very hard. If you can find the little nuggets of wisdom about Florida hunting and use it for your, wherever you're at in the rest of the country, I think it'll work. Mm-hmm. I really do, because the Florida hunting is so, like, it's so surgical. The people who are consistent with it, with the exception of dog hunters, the people who are, you know, stalk hunters, I guess, or still hunters that do it consistently on Florida public land, I maintain it. I've said a lot. I think the best in the country. And you can see that, dude. You can see that with some of the guys that even you've got on your Patreon group. You know, when they go to other parts of the country to hunt, to Kentucky, they just go in and make it look almost easy to do it.
Yeah.
And so That's where I fall, you know. And I would tell anybody who's been a listener to Southern Ground, we're still going to talk to people from, I mean, it's not going to be like, it's not a Florida podcast. It's a Southern podcast, but it's a collective, right? Like we want to bring that community aspect, to the Southeast, to Southeast hunters. That is our goal, right? Like that is the number one goal. Is to create a tribe and to create a community of people who are better, who it's biblical. It's an iron sharpens iron mentality. Mm-hmm. And I think that creates better humans just in general, right? Like, I think it creates better people, better husbands, better wives, better sons. If you can learn this community thing. And I think we've seen it just through your Patreon and our Patreon individually. We've seen that be able to happen and people become better and find value out of that. And so we just want to reach more people with that and offer that to more people. And what better way to do that than to do it together?
Yeah. And I think I'm really glad you brought us into that communal spirit, because I would dare to just tweak what you said just a little bit. And I would say we're bringing it back, because growing up, deer camp, hunting camp was the thing, right? Mm-hmm. And social media and the loss of private land leases and family acreages just breaking up. The stories are rampant of, well, I used to go to my uncle's farm and we hunted, but then we lost it, right? And so when we started our Patreon and our digital deer camp, it changed. I realized people were clamoring for that attention. They were clamoring for that social connection. And so that's the number one goal, like you said, is to bring hunt camp back. We're going to continue to push our Discord group. We're going to continue to push our Marco Polo group, where there is no fighting. There is no politics. It is outdoor stuff, 365. I mean, in fact, if you get on there and there's not a polo, it's probably because you just read them all and you close the app out, because they are talking nonstop at the fishing, the turkey, the deer, and even the BS groups. So, let's talk about
Split Shot said something at the Patreon turkey hunt. You weren't there, and
yeah.
as usual, when you're not around, Walter, your Patreon guys give you crap, and they were hard right then. Like, they were giving you some crap about, I think it had been, you had been talking about doing the Talking Tom podcast for so long, and they were like, where the crap is it? Mm-hmm. And it was funny, cause we were there and we had started the Limb Hanger podcast, and,
again, doing the same thing,
Exactly. And they were like, be nice if, you know, since we're paying to be a part of Walter's Patreon group, if he'd put some stuff out, but you're pretty much the one putting stuff out, but we're still on his group. And Split Shot goes, in his country Florida accent, he's like, we're pretty much just paying for friendship. And it's true, man. Y'all built a culture within your Patreon group, within that community, that at the end of the day, nobody really cares if they're getting like an extra podcast or an extra this or a free t-shirt or whatever. Like, they built valuable friendships within that group, and they don't want to give it up. And that's great. Like, I have built valuable friendships with people in that group as well. Thinking about guys like J-Bo, guys like Ron and people Graybeard. Like that, yep. Graybeard. There's so many people that I talk to on a regular basis now out of these groups. And I feel like, I know we offer the Patreon to make, because we feel like we're offering a resource, right? Like, it's a resource for you. Let us be a resource for you and your hunting, fishing, whatever. But it does end up being a resource for us, not just financially. That does help us be able to create more stuff and you know, get more merchandise out there and blah, blah, blah. But it's made me a better hunter, because that constant conversation and the constant, even if J-Bo gets on there and asks me a question, just the dialogue should make us better. And it does make us better.
Yeah.
And so it really is beneficial for everybody. And I've been able to see that. I was really, you know, around the time of that Patreon hunt is where we were first kind of just testing the waters. And I was really interested, and I was intentional about listening to the conversations and trying to hear, you know, get an idea of what this community was like at the moment. And I mean, obviously, as soon as I left, I was like, this is the right idea. This is perfect. This is great. And so, you know, I'm excited.
Polo has become as much an offering of the platform as podcast and video, right? It's no longer just a thank you for supporting the show. That's what it intentionally originally was, hey, let's create a small group. It's just one more benefit that you guys get for supporting the show. It's changed. right? Like yeah. what we're providing now is a community. We're providing a group for you to surround yourself by other people who are always trying to help you in whatever fashion possible. Dude, we got people shipping gear across the country. Like, hey, you lost your camo. Here's free camo. Hey, you lost your saddle and everything. Here's your saddle. Like, you have this generous group that just only wants to see everybody succeed. You've got video and podcast formats that are bringing you content, entertainment, knowledge. It's just a third arm of what we do now.
I dare to say that it's the first arm of what we do.
Okay.
Because that's like our goal. You know what I mean? Everything else is the kind of the branches off of that trunk. I believe, so for people who don't know this about me, my career was in ministry, in church ministry, in a pretty large church. And whenever you talk about any type of giving campaign within the church or really anything, it always comes back to this mission, right? Which usually in the church world is focused on the Great Commission, right? Go forth, make disciples, well, whatever. That's the Great Commission. And that's what churches are focused around. But usually some part of their mission or their foundation has to do with being a community, right? You look at, any organization, and you can find that any thriving organization, you can find that hidden in there. And unfortunately, we've been able to see it happen within Facebook groups and some of these older forums. A Saddle Hunter forum was one of them where guys, Tethered was born out of the saddle. Like that's the tribe, right? That's the same thing. But we live in this this self-promotion world that it is very, very difficult to make what you do about other people and about building that community. It's hard. It's a hard thing to do, and most people don't do it. But I think starting out with that expectation for us of what people really can learn or find value in, I'm not even going to say learn, what they can find value in. It may be that you are a seasoned veteran. And we have some of those in our group, like some good hunters, like really good hunters.
When they go even on, you expect death.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And even they find that there's value in this, right? And they're offering value to dang everybody on there. So for me, when it comes down to it, I don't think there is a better way to begin something than to say, listen, this is about helping and about community and about creating something that I want my son to grow up around. You know what I mean? And my daughter to grow up around. And bro, honestly, like your whole trajectory or your intentionality, I guess, in the last couple of years with this digital deer camp, and really trying to figure that out. And we've on our podcast, on the Southern Ground podcast, we've been doing fireside chats and things like that. And it's like
fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Like, it just, that is the place, right? That's where this community usually happens in a deer camp, is around the fire. I was thinking about it when we were in Florida, when we were turkey hunting there, me and Eli and Casey got there early and we're scouting and we camped out by the beach. It's hot as heck. And like, there's mosquito, like it's warm. Nobody needs a fire. We were like, we've got to have the fire. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just where we've got to do the hanging out at. We can't just sit out here in the dark.
Yep.
We need the fire. And so it just kind of further drove home the point of like, the fire is the icon. Mm-hmm. And whenever it clicked for us, it clicked. And it was, I think both of us were like, duh.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out a way to, I say this a lot about my job in graphic design. I do a lot of stuff for hunting brands and things. And it's maybe a little sacrilegious, but I say I've designed more deer antlers than God. And it's hard to do, man. Yeah. Like, it's hard to make a deer look different. And so we were like, how do we make this branding work and go in with what we want to do? And the fire just made sense. And so,
it wasn't even remotely close to our first idea either.
No, not at all. Not even close. But it is, dude. It's we've both been doing it. We've both been really finding that it's almost like that nostalgic feeling of growing up, you know, the fireplace, the smell, everything was just, it was so important to the growth of me as a hunter.
Yep.
My dad talked about it. We did a Father's Day episode the other day, and he was talking about, you know, that is where the hunt was at, was, you know, cooking out and hanging out by the fire. That's where you learn to love it. Yeah. It wasn't the hunt, because the hunt's kind of hard usually.
Or uneventful.
Yeah, or uneventful. If you live in Florida, the hunt was probably hot and uneventful.
Yeah. So let's kind of shift gears to what's changing, because I know everybody's going to have a lot of questions. I'll start with this overarching. Very little is changing. The format that you guys have been used to from both of our platforms is going to persist moving forward. We're going to have one YouTube channel, one podcast feed, and basically centralized everything when it comes to that. So instead of two episodes a week, you're going to get one episode from the platform. Our goal with that, though, is that you're going to get more and a higher quality as we go forward. So you're talking about Parker, you know, there might be just something going on and you need to step out and be with family, whatever that might be. It wasn't too long ago, my son was in the hospital and I had to step out, right? And Chase stepped up and got some episodes done for me. And so what I hope this does is we are planning seasons in advance. We're planning guests in advance, and we have got intentional fallback content, stuff that we have planned out to where it doesn't feel like we just hit the record button and started talking, that we're going to be bringing to you guys on a weekly basis. Functionally, if you're listening to this podcast and you're not subscribed to the Chasing Tales Outdoor Podcast, or if it doesn't say the Southern Collective by the time you get to this episode, that's going to be the feed that persists for the podcast. The YouTube channel is going to be Parker's old YouTube channel. It's already been rebranded. A couple people have already noticed, actually, by the way, Parker.
Have they really?
Yeah.
I changed it today.
Yeah, there are people that are they saw the reel and they just started like going and looking. But yeah, I mean, realistically, guys, you guys are going to get a higher quality and more of what we've already put out there. And we're working on avenues to lean into everybody's strengths. Brett and Matt, those two guys are deer scouting fools. They are in the woods way more than Parker and I are. Parker and I think I would dare to say, are more like in-season scouting type with the occasional scouting session built in when we just can't take it any longer. I'm hoping those guys can bring us some really good content, breaking down why what they do. Brett did a video one time last year. People loved it and were asking for more. And so, you know, Parker's going to kill 20-something deer a year. You guys are going to get to see that on camera. I'm going to be toxically optimistic in more videos than not without killing anything, which is what Parker calls me. But we're going to be constantly bringing it back to that community. The overarching goal is to build that community. And we've got some fun off-season stuff as well.
Is it overarching or overarching?
Patreon group's going to have a blast with this one. But I think it's overarching.
Well, I don't know what it is. That, you know, that is one thing that in my language for 32 years, I have struggled to say that word out loud because I don't actually know how you say it. And I feel like I'm going to get corrected every time.
Oh, you know what? I think you're actually right.
You're an educated fella, Walter. And the fact that you didn't know makes me feel better about the last 32 years of my life.
Arching. You're right.
Arching.
Overarching.
Well,
that makes sense because would be like a trajectory, whereas an arch is like a something that's sitting above it. So, but you're probably going to see more roundtable podcasts featuring me, Brett, Parker, and Matt. I'm going to go ahead and address the thing I'm going to get 1,000 questions about. Where is Chase in all of this? Chase is taking some time to himself to focus on his career and some things that are going on there. He'll be back. It's just a matter of time. We haven't gotten rid of him. I still talk to him frequently. Everything's fine.
Chase is in the group. He's in the SoCo group.
So he's not going anywhere. This just this particular season that you're talking about right now, it's going to be the four of us predominantly.
Well, Walter, it's a very hard time in this growth because it's the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of it requires an amount of concentration and focus to make something like this actually happen. And so I understand completely, like it's the reason why Southern Ground couldn't continue to go forward. You know what I mean? And so like with Chase, it never even crossed my mind to say that anything about Chase because he's still a part of it. You know what I mean? It's just a really hot, like it's hard to commit to this season of what we're doing because it's going to be very work heavy. And if you've got a lot of stuff going on, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And I say all that to say to the people listening to this, like we've got a lot of stuff. I've been holding off on the YouTube channel and it's kind of caused it to kind of not plummet, just not grow at the moment. And that's really hard for the competitive side of me, but we've got, a whole deer season and a whole turkey season worth of stuff of decent seasons, you know, as far as numbers of things that were killed and videos that are going to be made. And so like we have got a lot and it's going to be really fun to get to show it to people and work on it and get it all done, man. I'm just so excited.
Me too. I really am as well. It was one of those things where we were talking about the spring and I was like, Parker, are we going to sit on everything? Like, are we going to sit on the spring content? We're going to drop it now. And that was kind of the point where it started to feel kind of real and intentional with what we were doing because we both were like, dude, we might as well just sit on it. And so, to all the Patreon members, if you're listening to this right now and you were at Turkey Camp, and Parker had a cameraman and I was filming for Brett and there was this real intentionality behind the filming component. That's the first together series that we ever did, for what is now SoCo. And from that point moving forward, it was really hard to focus on Chasing Tales because you and I were planning for something like,
tell me about
way bigger. So yeah, we've got a bunch coming down the pipe. So is there anything else changing that I didn't touch on or anything they need to
talk about? So with this whole deal, we have got a Cakebutt website, and I have to say that because I built it, it's really cool and I cannot wait for people to see it. We kind of, Walter, I'm not trying to break down. I know like there's probably a business side of you that wants people to think that we've had it all planned to do this right now today, but it was really kind of a last minute thing. As we learned with the trail camera situation, information gets leaked to people and people don't know how to, not exploit it. We had the situation with, what are they called? Stealth cam.
Yep.
where there was this loophole kind of thing and a discount code. It was a promo code that we used and we got some really killer deals on a camera. Well, somebody else found out about it and posted on Facebook. They shut it down. Social media is a powerful thing. I'm going to say there was some concern that our idea had been heard about by somebody. So we decided to go ahead and put it out right now. And I wanted this website to be ready. And I worked all morning trying to get this website ready. And I eventually was like, you know what? No, it's going to be ready whenever we decided. So August 1st, baby. That's kind of like where we're at. Like we've got an awesome group of videos that are going to be coming out right around then. Podcast is going to be going. But this website is going to be a big deal. Planning on trying to have consistent written content there as well. And so that's really what I was getting at. We're going to have, that is a thing that does change, is I don't think you and I, either one, have been very intentional about our writing, but we're going to now. And we've got the platform to do it and the space to do it. And also AI is a thing now that hadn't always been a thing. It's going to help me a lot.
Yeah. It's I've always wanted to put stuff into written format. And, you know, this goes back to what I was saying before, is like 30 minutes of my time writing versus 30 minutes of my time trying to create a thumbnail. I get way more out of the writing, but I know I need the thumbnail so I could create it, but no one would know it was there. And so I focused on making sure people knew it was there. I wasn't creating it.
That's right.
I've written a couple blog articles for the channel, one of which you have. I got to get the other two added from my Google Drive to yours. But yeah, you're right. But again, that's not really much of a change. Like they're just getting more. Like
it's a change. It's an addition. Yeah. So basically, they're not losing anything.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody is going to be able to lose anything. If anything, it's going to be all gain. And this is really just an announcement episode, and there's going to be a whole lot more coming down the pipe on all the social channels and on the YouTube channel. That's I'm announcing it on everything tonight, actually. So as this probably comes out, I'm going to be working hard to get all the Southern Ground stuff all changed over. And so, yeah, you want to.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history, designed by John Browning. The 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I mean, I don't know what else
What's next? So the next steps for this are pretty simple. If you're listening to this and you want to be part of that community, in the show notes is a link to Patreon. If you sign up for the $5 tier, you get a certain set amount of benefits, including access to the Discord group. That's the it's like an old school deer forum is what I tell people. And if you go with the $10 tier, you get access to all the same benefits, but then also access to our Marco Polo group. I think what's important is if you're listening to this now, make sure you're set. If you're listening to the week after this drops, make sure you're listening to it on and subscribe to the Chasing Tales Outdoor podcast feed. That's going to be where you get all your content moving forward. And if you're wanting to watch our YouTube series, go find the Southern Collective on YouTube and subscribe. It's live. I just also want to say this. I told you guys we're doing a big giveaway as a way of saying thank you. And we are going to do that. It's going to be announced in that final episode. So get ready coming down the pipe. I know we're working on one or two other really big giveaways as well to kick everything off with. So
like legit yeah. giveaways, not like yeah. stupid little, we're not going to give you one of these cell cameras that we got,
yeah.
you know, at that's a stupid deal. Yeah. yeah. We're going to be giving you something that's really cool. Yeah. And we've got a couple of them already. We just can't tell you.
Yep. So pay attention. That's where it's going to be. If you see a pause in July, we haven't quit. We're taking July to get organized. We're getting all the video edits done. We're getting guests lined up. We're getting everything in order. Moving forward, our goal is efficiency for you guys. We're going to try to be efficient. We're going to try and be consistent. And we're going to try and really lean into those groups. And we would love your help when you're listening to this. Go find it. Share it with your friends. Let everybody be our spokesperson and help tell people about this change, because change isn't easy, and it's really easy for, oh, well, he got rid of Walter and he's adding Parker on there. Talk to your buddies. You know how social media is. And when the announcement stuff comes out, share it for us, man. Share it so that people know about this community. And the last thing I want to say is we are still doing the deer camps and the turkey camps. We are actively planning right now the Patreon Deer Camp for 2023. We've changed the dates around a little bit. Inside Patreon, there is a poll with four sets of dates, two in December, two in January, and we need your feedback. We're trying to gauge this based on the availability of WMAs all over the place. We lost our previous camp area. We're shifting it to a different camp area. It's going to be the rut, but it's also going to be colder weather. So we would love it if you guys are listening to this and you're part of Patreon. Go vote. Tell us where it is. And if you want to be a part of that experience, if you want to hang out with Parker, myself, Brett, the whole community, to see what it's like to have 30 guys, 40 guys share a deer camp, you know, drinking cold beverages, cutting up, eating food. We have giveaways, all kinds of like trivia that we do. And I'm really looking forward to what's coming. And I really hope you guys are as energized about this as I am, because I think this is going to just blow the lid off of the outdoor community when it comes to a social standing, where we're all going to be getting together again instead of cutting ourselves apart by weapons of choice and preferred means and all that crap. That just doesn't happen in that group.
It doesn't at all. That's one of my favorite parts about it, is it's mm-hmm. The first time, you know, during turkey season, you know, anytime I'd be successful killing a turkey, share it with the group. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you don't have to worry about literally anything. Whenever you do stuff on social media, I don't care who you are, there is a fear of, like, somebody's going to say something about this, yeah. even if it's not like a fear, even if it's just like an expectation almost, you know? Mm-hmm. But it just doesn't happen at deer camp, man. I mean, deer camp is literally, I have been in a deer camp with somebody who feels completely differently about the hunting space than I do. Like, literally on Facebook, on Instagram, he's the guy that's commenting on, like, YouTubers are ruining the world of public land hunting, you know, whatever. He's that guy. Literally thought, we shared a deer camp together, great time. You know what I mean? We had a great time. Yep. And I feel like if more people would find themselves having these conversations in that space rather than on Facebook without any consequences, I just think the world would be a better place. I really do.
Well, I'll tell you this. The one way that you can, there are two ways in which you can catch crap in the SoCo community. I almost said Chasing Tails. I got to start getting the habit of saying SoCo. The only two ways you can catch crap in the SoCo community is come in there being a Gator fan, talking crap about Georgia football, because you're just going to get swatted down with natty picks. And two, come on there with an excuse for why you shot something. And what I mean is, like, he ain't the biggest butt, because you're going to hear nothing but dudes ripping you a new one for having done something cool. Because they're going to be like, dude, that is an awesome deer. You should be proud of that. And it is an awesome community. I'm proud to be a part of that community. I don't even feel like it's mine anymore. I feel like it's y'all's. Like, I feel like it's the listener. It's like you guys who just keep that content going in there and building each other up. And I just love it, man. There's lifelong friendships and memories to be made in there. So,
yeah.
Well, dude, let's stick a pin in this. We need to give Matt and Brett an opportunity to talk about this as well. So,
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be old school nostalgia overload on the Southern Ground feed for the next month. As we close it out there and start announcing things over there, it'll be fun. If people are listening to this and they want to catch that last part of Southern Ground, maybe they've never listened before. We're going to be talking about it, you know, talking about plans and doing some cool stuff over there as well to close it out. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys owe it to Parker. Go over there and listen to his episodes, boost those download numbers.
I literally get nothing. Cause I'm going to have to, like, I get nothing by you going and listening. So you don't have to, because everything's going to move over here, but so you don't have to, but I would, it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be, yeah, Walter, I've spent a lot of time building it and I have a lot of ownership of the brand and it was even hard today whenever I was, you know, changing some stuff on the YouTube channel and things like that. It was difficult for me a little bit. I mean, I didn't sit there and cry about it, but I was, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, this is a cool season, you know, cool season alive. And something happened. I went to go. I was putting in, it was our new email account. So the SoCo Hunt email account, and my phone, I went SO and it said, it did the autofill Southern Ground Hunting, all one word, all lowercase, because I've used that so long. And I was like, Nope, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's, I gotta get my phone used to writing SoCo Hunt.
Yeah. it stings, man. But I'd rather get, shout out to Greg. I would rather have a smaller piece of a bigger pie than a bigger piece of a smaller pie. And
that's right.
This with you guys is just like such a delight. I'm so excited about it. You know, the camaraderie, I give Matt hell, Matt gives me hell, Brett jumps on my case for giving Matt hell when I don't, you know, get out and scout. I mean, it's just that community.
I shot a turkey right out from underneath Brett this year. I thought for sure, man, he was going to be like, I'm out. I ain't doing this. That's some bull crap. No, he stuck with it.
Yeah. Well, all right, we're going to stick a pin in this. If you guys are listening still, I appreciate you. We're going to get after it. Stay tuned for more. I've got two episodes dropping to this feed next week, and then it's going to be quiet until August 1st. So y'all get ready. We got a bunch of stuff coming.
Do you, Walter, do you have the Instagram account already wrapped up, the name?
No.
Okay. You and I. Well, then we can't point people to where they need to go. But I can
put it in the show notes of this episode.
We will put it in the show notes of this episode. How about that? It's going to be on the Southern Ground Instagram page. We just got to change the name over and stuff.
Yeah. We're trying to make this as easy for you guys as humanly possible. As few changes as possible.
But the YouTube channel is the Southern Collective. Mm-hmm. Go and find that. If you're already subscribed to the Southern Ground Hunting channel, then you're probably going to already be subscribed here, but go check it out. And I don't think there's anything else that changes.
Nope. This episode is as done as our podcast once were.
That's right.
Y'all be good.